Listen to what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 31. Jesus is speaking. "Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." If you're like most folks in the Western world, you've been paying a lot of attention lately to the financial news. Even people who normally don't pay attention to the stock market have been nervously checking the markets every day, sometimes just to see if their own financial institutions are still alive. And judging by the way the markets have fluctuated on a daily basis lately, it's pretty easy to see that today, with easy access to information and jumpy people wondering which of the rumors might prove to be true, the whole world can change in a matter of minutes. It's quite possible that you've already lost a fortune in the economic meltdown that's plaguing America and spreading to other corners of the globe. Or maybe you never really had anything to lose, but now you're wondering how long you might have a job, or how long you're going to be able to take care of your family. Even though economists have long said that the conditions that led to the Great Depression could never happen again, as we head into uncharted territory, you've got to start to wonder if it might not actually get worse this time. And it's in moments like these that the followers of Jesus from Nazareth find themselves in a position of strength. The world might be suffering from a bad case of anxiety, unsure about the future, but the believer has a reason to stop worrying right now. In fact, if you know Christ, there is little cause to start worrying. During his life on earth, he really didn't have much to show in the way of earthly possessions. At one point, he actually told an audience that he didn't even own a place to sleep. And still, he assures us to stop worrying about everyday life. "Your Father knows what you need," he says, "so leave the worrying with Him. You focus on the kingdom of God, and He'll focus on the rest." Now, that's certainly not a guarantee of worldly riches like some preachers these days would have you believe, but it is full permission from the Almighty God to stop worrying. You're going to be fine. You may face some tough times, and you may be losing your bank account or your house, but you can't lose the one thing that really matters, a relationship with a God who loves you. This moment, like every moment in history, is going to pass. And at the end of your life, you're not going to worry about how much of an empire you've built, because it's just not going to matter when there are only 15 minutes between you and life's finish line. What's going to matter is whether or not you've been using your life to build things that really make a difference in the kingdom of God. And as the millions of people who aren't having panic attacks right now could tell you, that's just a better way to live.